The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. A few announcements before we begin the homily. Following our Mass today, there will be Eucharistic adoration in the church from 12:30 to 3 o'clock p.m. At that time, at 3 o'clock, the Divine Mercy Chaplet will be sung along with the Divine Mercy Procession, followed by benediction. After the Mass, I will also be in the confessional if anyone wishes to go to the Sacrament of Confession. I will be in there for about 30 minutes or until all are heard. Father Hahn has arrived safely in Israel after some delayed and canceled flights due to the weather midweek. So please keep Father Hahn in your prayers over these next 3 months. And if you remember, please keep Father Harchi and I in your prayers too. It's all hands on deck until the end of June. So please keep us in your prayers. And finally, Rose Medellin, who passed away unexpectedly, her funeral mass will be here tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Father Harchi will be the celebrant for that mass. Promises and promises and more promises. We make promises all the time to ourselves and to others. "I promise that I will do this for you. I promise that I'll pray for you." Easy to say. But do you and I keep our promises? Do we recognize that words mean something? Looking at the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, The church takes that promise of Jesus very seriously. The disciples were of one mind and heart. They bore witness, actual witness, to the resurrected Jesus. Now, when we look at that scripture passage, we may be tempted to think, oh my goodness, things were so perfect back then, right after Jesus' resurrection, during the apostolic times. Things were going so smoothly. Why isn't it like that today? Well, it wasn't perfect back then. The church is never a utopia. We're never going to find a utopia here on earth. We're never going to find it here in the church. In fact, the beginnings of the church were marked with turmoil and confusion. As we just heard in the gospel, the disciples had the doors locked and they were afraid of what was next. How often is that still true today? My goodness. Politics, society, some parts of Christianity, maybe even in our own marriages, in our own relationships and friendships with other people, we can just lock up the doors, stay inside, hunker down, be afraid. But even as those doors were locked, what did Jesus do? What did he say? Peace be with you. Now just think about that. Jesus was betrayed by his own inner circle. The disciples broke their promises, right? We're going to be with you, Jesus. We'll be here. Oh yeah, we'll be right behind you. Well, except for the holy women, and of course John, who came back. The promises were broken. But Jesus says, peace be with you. Now, imagine if Jesus wasn't the Son of God. Imagine if he was just some hero. He may have had some different reactions when he entered into that locked room. Ta-da! I'm here. I told you I was coming back. Surprise. Or maybe, you idiots. I know I would have said that, but I'm not Jesus. You idiots, you knew I was coming back. Or maybe, gotcha. But he doesn't do any of that. Shalom. Peace be with you. He doesn't even mention the betrayal. He doesn't even mention it. Instead of going back to betrayal, he leaves another promise. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. And of course, one of our characters, Thomas, wasn't there. And we know his nickname, right? We've heard it most of our lives. Doubting Thomas. Poor guy. I feel bad for him. To be honest with you, I despise that name. Doubting Thomas. Far from it, really. Yes, Thomas was confused. But Thomas had faith. Thomas was looking for answers. So I propose we call Thomas Believing Thomas. Yes, he was locked in the room. But Thomas was looking for the right things. He was looking for Jesus. He was looking for the wounds of the crucifixion. He was looking for the resurrected Lord. Brothers and sisters, even in your own doubts, whatever those doubts are right now at this moment, sitting in those pews, Jesus knows of your faith. You are present in this building. I don't mean to be minimalistic. We have to give our all, absolutely. But you're present here, looking for the same person, Jesus Christ. We want to see Jesus. Sometimes we tend to beat ourselves up. We tend to forget about that in our prayers, that even in our doubts, Jesus is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us. Now, whenever we tend to forget this, we tend to create problems. Jesus himself, in his own passion and death and crucifixion, he said, "Why are you killing me? I'm not your problem." When we haven't solved our own problem or problems, whatever it might be, we create more problems. You do it? Oh yeah, I do it. We forget. We forget through the living Word of God and the Eucharist sometimes. As we hear every Sunday in the living Word of God, God is telling us, don't do this to yourself. Remember that I am with you. Open the doors. Don't be locked up in yourself. Don't lock up the church. Don't lock up your homes. Today, we are given the promise of God's mercy as we celebrate this Divine Mercy Sunday. And of course, today, as I just mentioned, is the last day in the octave of Easter. The mercy and the promise of God allows us to pray that prayer that Thomas prayed, "My Lord and my God." Jesus is telling Thomas, look, your faith has to have human skin. It has to have skin. If it doesn't have skin, then really, all this is just pie-in-the-sky ideology. Faith requires skin. That's why I'm here. That's why there is the incarnation. And Thomas, guess what? God is a suffering God. God knows what it's like to be poor, to be rejected, to be neglected, to be forgotten. I'm bringing this down to you. Thomas, you have to realize this before you begin your ministry, before you go all the way out to India. You have to recognize that. That may make us feel a little uncomfortable, a wounded God. But God reenters every day. That's the promise that he has given us. Saint Faustina, who we see beautifully portrayed, and her relic is here in our midst today. Saint Faustina, who received these beautiful visions from our Lord, the Divine Mercy, she beautifully wrote, "I want to live in the present moment as if today were my last day. Help me, Lord, that my heart may be merciful, so that I may see the sufferings of my neighbor." Brothers and sisters, mercy, the mercy of God allows us to see with the eyes of Jesus, to put on Jesus. Mercy enters into our human condition. Mercy enters into our problems. And this Jesus that we just heard in the gospel, this is the same exact Jesus, the same exact Jesus that we encounter at Mass, that we encounter in the Eucharist. And this, my dear friends, brings us freedom. We all want to be free. My goodness, we all want to be free of sin and worry, whatever it might be. Freedom. And that's what we pray for today. Brothers and sisters of St. Peter's, we pray that the mercy of God may give us freedom. And once you begin to let go of all of those agendas that you and I have, of all of the false securities and self-interests, and once you and I learn to give totally as Jesus did, you will receive the Holy Spirit today. Not in the future, but today. May we have the courage to pray that prayer that Thomas himself prayed. Even amidst all of his doubts and struggles. My Lord and my God.